Today on Bold Steps, Mark Job shows us how we can be content with our spouse no matter the status of our marriage.
Because you're sanctified and have God in your life, you're splashing over to Him, whether He has a belief or not in His life. God sets Him apart unto Himself, and God has a special work, a special word, a special protection, a special blessing on His life by the mere fact that He's married to you.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Job, President of Moody Bible Institute and Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. Yesterday, we looked at 1 Corinthians 7 to see Paul's explicit instructions regarding intimacy within marriage. And on today's program, Mark, you'll help us find encouragement for those times when we're struggling in our marriages and also some rules for those who are already divorced or separated.
Wayne, I've had so many conversations with married couples that a spouse will tell me, I can't be happy, I'm discontent because of the person that I married. And I'll sit down with the wife or the husband, and they make it sound like their contentment will flee from them until their spouse changes. And this message is really reminding you, and the Apostle Paul is really reminding you that you own your contentment. And regardless of who you're married to right now, whether they're a super godly, loving person or whether they're far from that, I believe that you still can be content and that you choose contentment in your life. And so it is a challenge. I understand that, but I hope these principles will help you with that.
I'm sure they will, because they come from God's Word. So let's get into that Word now. Today's message is titled, Being Content No Matter Who You Married.
Can I just give you a wake-up call? Listen, if you have problems in Chicago and you move to San Diego, you'll just be tanned with problems. Because you'll carry your problems with you. You don't escape your problems. Most of your problems are not your environment. Most of your problems, you carry them inside of you. And wherever you go, you're going to carry your problems. People say, well, you know, if I just change houses, I will be happy. It'll change my environment. So they change apartments, they change houses. And some people are single and they say, wherever just were married, I would be real happy. And so they get married and they're still unhappy. Some people are married and they say, if I were just single again, I'd be very happy. And so you have people that are always looking to change, thinking that change is like a magic wand that'll change all of their circumstances and solve their problems. Well, the Apostle Paul is tackling this kind of mentality, and he's saying to them, listen, change is overrated. What needs to change is your heart, not your circumstances. And so I want to begin by reading in verse 10 of chapter 7, he says, to the married I give this command, not I, but the Lord. A wife must not separate from her husband, but if she does, she must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband, and a husband must not divorce his wife. First of all, the Apostle Paul gives some key words for every situation, and the first circumstance he addresses is married believers. And he's addressing people that are Christians. If you're a believer and your wife's a believer, this is for you. And when he tells people that are believers, his main phrase for people that are believers is this: work on it. He says to these married couples, I give this command. Now, the word command here is a military term. He doesn't say, I'm giving you a suggestion, or here's my educated opinion, or here's a little thought that I had. No, the language that he uses is a lot stronger. It's a military command, authoritative exhortation that he gives to people that share the same faith, to people that are believers and are married but are going through a tough time. He says to them, a wife, and he says, not I, but the Lord. What he's saying, this is a command that comes from Jesus. This is a command that comes from God. And you need to really listen to this because it's inspired, it's God-driven, it's God-empowered. He says, a wife must not separate from her husband, But if she does, she must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband, and a husband must not divorce his wife. What the Apostle Paul is saying is if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, and they have the Holy Spirit inside of them, and you are both believers, and you both love God, and you both can forgive, and you both can start over, and you both have the Word of God, then there is really no reason that you should be getting a divorce or getting separated, because you have all the tools necessary to work through your marital issues. Now, he says, but if someone does divorce as a believer, or if someone does separate as a believer, he says, you must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. He says, I'm going to give you two options. If you decide to divorce, here's the options that I've given you. Number one, if you decide to get a divorce to separate it and you're both believers, then remain unmarried. Because what happens is all of us look for the easy way out, don't we? If it's hard, if we're struggling, if marriage is tough, we start looking outside. And the Apostle Paul is telling them, hey, if you're both believers and you're going through a tough time, instead of looking outside, here's what I want you to know. If you get a divorce, then the option is A, you need to understand that if you get a divorce, you need to stay unmarried as a divorced person, or you need to be reconciled to your husband again. Option one is stay unmarried. Option two is get back together with your spouse. You say, whoa, Pastor, that's like heavy duty. I mean, that doesn't give a lot of, that's pretty narrow, isn't it? Yeah. You know why it's so narrow? It's so narrow because a lot of us think that changing our spouse, changing partners, is the solution to our life. And what the Apostle Paul is saying, no, work on it. Don't change partners. Determine in your mind, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to not start looking outside, not start. A lot of us think if I just had a different marriage partner, life would be a lot easier. I mean, if I just had someone that said yes more, I wish I could exchange him for a younger model. You know, I wish I could program just yes, honey, and less critical. And so you start thinking, if I just had a different spouse, things would be a lot different. And the Apostle Paul is saying, get rid of that mentality and that thinking. I am drawing a line around your marriage and saying, you are in this marriage, now work it out. If you decide to get out of this marriage, just eliminate the possibility of remarriage, or decide that I'm going to reconcile again to this partner, because God believes that the contract in marriage is so strong, is so powerful, that there should not be a lot of options out there. Now, it tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 32, Jesus is speaking, and he says, but I say to you, that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the cause of immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. And I say to you, these are the words of Jesus, whoever divorces his wife, except for immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery. What the Apostle Paul is saying is that if you decide, hey, I don't like the way I've fallen out of love with my wife. I just, you know, fallen out of love. I just don't love her anymore. I don't have the feelings anymore. I don't like the way she cooks her toast. And I don't like the way she makes the bed. And I don't like the way she combs her hair. And you know what? I just don't want to be married to this woman anymore. Then the Apostle Paul says, if you go out and she's a believer and you're a believer and you divorce her, in essence, what you're doing, if you pursue another relationship, you are getting into an adulterous relationship, and you're causing her to get into adulterous relationship, because God is saying, work it out. Now, the Apostle Paul doesn't do this, but Jesus does. He does include the exception, one exception, and that is the exception of immorality. If you're both believers, and one of the spouses decides that he wants to have a mistress, the husband says, I'm going to have an affair on the side, and I'm going to I'm going to have this woman on the side. Then Jesus said, if the husband is having an affair with another woman, he has broken the marriage contract, and there is a clause where that wife can divorce her husband legitimately before the eyes of God because he is with another woman, committing immorality, violating the marriage covenant, and therefore only under those circumstances is she allowed or he allowed to divorce that individual. He goes on to say in verse 12 and 16, now he changes his focus and he begins to talk to believers that are married to unbelievers. So the word for believers is this. If you are married to someone else that has the Holy Spirit of God inside of them, then the word that God gives you today is don't start looking outside. Don't start looking at the other pastor. Someone recently said, the pastor, we have the mentality of thinking the pastor's always greener on the other side. But really, the pasture's always greener where you water it. How many of you know that? If you water it, then it's greener. And then the Apostle Paul changes his focus, and now he talks to people that are married to individuals that don't share the same faith. We call this mixed marriages. It may be a wife that has a strong faith in Jesus Christ, and she's married to a husband that has no faith at all, or he may be an atheist, or he may be anti his wife's decision to follow Jesus Christ, or it may be a husband that loves God and wants to follow God and his wife doesn't. Now Paul addresses that issue.
Learning to cultivate your marriage through the power of God. You're listening to Mark Job on Bold Steps. His message called Being Content No Matter Who You Married. Now, if you've missed any part or if you skipped over any of the previous programs, you can catch up online at boldstepsradio.org.
Yeah, and plus, you'll find an invitation on our website to reach out and say hello. And so we would love to hear from you. We have a phone line that you can call. You can leave a message on the website. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for you to reach out and just give us some feedback because we love to hear from our listeners.
It's a great delight to hear from friends. Here's a letter from Malawi, Africa, Mark. Mr. Announcer, it starts out, I'm very grateful today for hearing the inspired word of God through Bold Steps. Yes, I am one of your members here at Lobi, where many of us do take time to listen to your programs as a group. We started as a small group of about 20, and now we're about 60. I've been hearing a lot about Muslims changing their faith, and it was a threat to many of them. But when I started listening to your materials and reading Christian books and hearing the biblical stories you talk about, many of us will learn many things from you. May you continue blessing us with the inspired word of God.
Yeah, and I love this. And what I'm hearing from this listener is that he's in a crowd of people that come from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And Southern Malawi has a strong Muslim background. And so I'm very grateful to hear that people that are exploring Jesus and Christianity, learning to grow in their faith, are gathering around. Imagine this, Wayne. It just thrills my heart to think that there's 30, 40 people gathered around a radio
and it's
listening.
Growing. It's grown to 60 now.
Yeah, and listening to Bold Steps, listening to the Word of God, many of them who don't appear to be from a Christian background but are saying, hey, it's making sense to us. So thank you so much for that encouraging word.
Yeah, and I'm going to put Mr. Announcer on my business cards from now on, so I think that's great. All right, to share your testimony, tell us how Bold Steps have helped you in your walk with Christ, or maybe you'd like to ask Mark a Bible question. Reach out today by going online to boldstepsradio.org or send us an email at boldsteps@moody.edu. And one more way you can reach us, leave your message on a recorded line by dialing 312-329-2011, 312-329-2011. And if you would like to help bring the Word of God to more listeners in places like Malawi and Singapore across the world, we encourage you to sign up to become one of our Bold partners and help support this international ministry with a faithful gift of any amount every month. When you commit to a monthly gift of $30 or more, we'll show our appreciation by giving you a 50% discount on all Moody Publishers resources available at moodypublishers.org, along with other exclusive content from Mark. So join the team right now and become a Bold partner by going to boldstepsradio.org. Okay, let's get back to our message for today. Mark has much more to say on the splash effect from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
And notice what he says in verse 12. To the rest I say, I, not the Lord. Now, I want you to notice that although Paul says the Lord has no direct command on this, Jesus had not spoken about this, or it's not addressed in the Old Testament. Nonetheless, Paul was still inspired by the Holy Spirit, so these words are just as authentic and authoritative as the words of Jesus. He said, if any brother has a wife who is not a believer and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. There was this mentality among the Corinthians that I think they believed that, a lot of the Jewish people believe this, by the way, they believe that if something was unclean, that whatever was unclean would defile you unless you got away from it. For example, in the Jewish heritage, when someone was sick or had an open wound, if you would go by someone that had an open wound and you would touch that individual, that would make you unclean. And you were forbidden to enter the temple for 7 days because you were considered unclean because you had touched something that was unclean. Well, in marriage, it seemed to be that some of these believers thought that because they were married to an unbeliever, that made them unclean. And that made them defiled. And so the Apostle Paul says, so it seemed to be that these people were getting saved, giving life over to Christ, and they were saying, my husband or my wife is not a believer, so therefore, because they're not a believer, I'm going to divorce them. And Paul says, time out. That's not what I'm telling you. Look at what it says. He says, if a brother has a wife who's not a believer and she's willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. In other words, it doesn't matter if she believes in God or doesn't believe in God. If you're married, you need to work on staying together. Verse 13, and if the woman has a husband who's not a believer and he is willing to live with her, she should not divorce him. The bottom line is, he may not love God. He may not come to church with you. He may have no belief at all. But the Bible says, stay with them. Work it out. Cultivate your marriage. And I love what it says here. Listen, I love verse 14. For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife. And the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean. But as it is, they are holy. You know what he's saying here? I love this. He's saying your unbelieving spouse doesn't make you unclean. In fact, the opposite is true. The power of God and the Spirit of God is so strong inside of you that instead of your unbelieving spouse making you unclean, you sanctify your unbelieving spouse. The power of holiness is greater than the power of unholiness. Do you understand that? This is what he's saying. Well, you say, Pastor, what does it mean to be sanctified? To be sanctified means, the word sanctified means to be set apart unto God. I call this the splash effect. I was at the pool this past week with my children, and my son, my 11-year-old son, wanted to do a splash. And so he got on he ran from the side of the pool, and he jumped up in the air, put his legs together. We call that what? The cannonball. He fell in the water, of course, near his 6-year-old son, so he could, his brother, and splashed him. And when he fell in the water went up and splashed everybody that was around. Now, in the spiritual realm, every single one of us, we also have a splash effect. Your spiritual life splashes on your marriage. Your spiritual life splashes on your children, splashes on your neighborhood, splashes on your community, splashes on your relatives. Sometimes that splash is good. Sometimes that splash is bad. Here's what the Apostle Paul is telling those of you that are married to someone that doesn't share your faith. You may be here today alone because your spouse won't come with you to church. Or you may be married to someone that says, that just thinks you're a kind of a Jesus freak. You know, your church, God, Bible stuff, that's all, you know, that's your deal. I have nothing to do with that. And you may be married to someone that says, you know, that just, you know, you could do that, but just don't drag me into it. Don't invite me to church. Don't give me CDs of your pastor. I don't want to hear them. Don't put praise music on in the car. That's your stuff. Keep it away from me. That's yours, woman. Just don't give me that stuff. And you say, well, how can I live in this kind of marriage? And what the Apostle Paul says is the fact that you're a believer, and whether your husband knows it or not, the Bible says that the fact that you have faith, you actually sanctify him. Now, the word sanctify means to set apart unto God. That means that the fact that you are a believer, it means that you splash over onto his life and he is set apart unto God. It doesn't mean it saves him. It doesn't mean he's born again. But it means that God has a special work, a special word, a special protection, a special blessing on his life by the mere fact that he's married to you. I love that.
You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Job. Today's message comes from the series titled Straight Talk on Singleness, Sex, and Marriage. And you can hear this program again or share the link with your husband or wife or anyone when you visit us online at boldstepsradio.org.
Well, Wayne, it's great to have in our studio with us today someone that I've known for a long time. And he was a professor, believe it or not, when I was a student here at Moody Bible Institute. In fact, he was my wife's favorite professor. I don't think I ever had a class with him, but my wife would just come back from the class and said, oh, Dr. Thrasher said this. And so we are so excited to have him here in the studio and to talk about a topic that we talk a lot about, people feel convicted about, guilty about, oftentimes because we know we should do it, but don't really know how to do it that well, and that's prayer. Dr. Thrash, you want to tell us a little bit why you think this is such a struggle for so many people?
Well, you know, I think we ignore the divine help. I can talk maybe another time just about, I'm not talking down at anybody when I title it How to Resurrect a Dead Prayer Life. I'm really talking about my own experience. But there are five commands in relationship to the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Spirit. Don't quench the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. But the fifth one, I discovered I knew the least about. Pray in the Holy Spirit. You know, we have a personal assistant. We aren't in this by ourselves. So to open one's life up to the Spirit, my life was changed by that. As a college student, I can talk about that. But also in God's great providence, when I came to Wheaton to teach here, I ended up living there in the Wheaton Towers on the second floor of that 20-story building. But on the 19th floor was Dr. Stephen Olford. And I owe a great debt to him in regard, because he so wonderfully articulated various themes of the Christian life. And I remember these are the words he used, and I've used them for many years myself. This is something that God commands you to be filled with the Spirit. As strong a command as not to be drunk with wine. And he said, be open to God's Spirit. Are you open to God's Spirit? Fear is usually why we're not. Are you dependent upon God's Spirit? Sort of three stages of the Christian life that Andrew Murray used to say, that first stage is I can do it. Second stage is I can't do it. And so I'm not letting anybody set me up to make any resolution, make any commitment. But the third stage, I can't do it, but I must do it, and I'm going to trust God to do it.
I love that. Focus on, we're not in this alone. The Holy Spirit is who empowers us to pray. So excited about this book, How to Resurrect a Dead Prayer Life.
And why don't you let us send you a copy today by requesting this Bold Step gift when you give a gift of any amount to support Bold Steps. Just call us at 800-DL-MOODY, 800-356-6639, or give online and request the book How to Resurrect a Dead Prayer Life when you go to boldstepsradio.org. Or send your gift in the mail and ask for the book. Write to us at Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. That's 820 North LaSalle, Chicago, Illinois, 60610.
And then before we go today, remember you can listen to these daily messages anytime by subscribing to the podcast. Just search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Job wherever you get your podcasts. Bold Steps is also available through the Moody Radio app, and we even have a special program designated for Saturdays and Sundays known simply as Bold Steps Weekend. To learn more about the variety of ways you can listen, go online to boldstepsradio.org. Now, on behalf of Mark Job and all of your friends at Bold Steps Radio, I'm Wayne Shepherd, inviting you to join us again next week when we'll continue this message about what it means to be equally yoked in our relationships. Listen Monday to Bold Steps with Mark Job, and don't forget to connect with us over the weekend on our social pages. Search for Bold Steps on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and we'll see you there. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.